How did we survive another year of this?
Very well. I'm so happy right now.
You, Bob, how does this energize you? How are you not just pulverized?
Yeah, on the introvert, extrovert scale, you are like, what even is it? Energized by...
By things that pulverize others.
Exhaustion. I don't understand. Yeah. Inversely proportional.
You're energized by exhaustion. It's bizarre. I love it.
But it was such a magic day. Like the first.
It was. Today was a magic day.
I'm going to show you a picture. This doesn't work well on radio, but the very first thing I saw.
Airborne. Someone is in the air.
Yes, this is Diet Sig.
Oh, yep. Yeah,
and they're so wonderful. And she loves to jump off of the drum kit.
That's how she got so much air. This picture, it's on Bob's Instagram, which is Tiny Desk, at Tiny Desk. It looks like a 2 feet of air. Yes. I mean, she's up there.
Yes.
But now I
and
now
singing
it's,
all the while and playing all the while. Yeah. It's quite remarkable. And that's how I feel right now.
That's you.
That's you. We are the drum kit that you are bouncing off of.
The final day of South by Southwest. I'm with Stephen Thompson and Katie Presley. Our late night dispatch.
We're getting up in 3 hours to leave this beautiful town.
Aww. Yeah. Oh, Katie.
Getting up. Let's go out and
I was just going to say, who's going to bed? Not us, bruisers.
So what did you all see?
Today was the magic day, I think. And I started it, actually, by interviewing Julian Baker. So I'm here officially in my capacity as a writer for Bitch Media, and I'm interviewing her for our blog. It will go up probably Monday or Tuesday. And we just had this wonderful conversation. I saw her set at Central Prez.
She's
must have
wonderful.
Been last night. And as she put it, the crowd was eerily respectful.
Yeah.
But she also can just command a room. Anyway, the conversation
she
was
quieted
wonderful.
Cheer Up Charlie's, which was right
yeah.
after the Diet Six. She played. Rowdy venue, she had everybody hushed.
She can just do that. Yeah. So we had this great conversation, and one of the things she said, which is a segue to the night I ended up having, one of the things we were talking about was she said she's not really interested, in the past, she has not been interested in being known as a female guitarist, as a female musician, as a gay guitarist, as a gay musician. But now those things matter to her. Representation matters more, and she's more interested in proving that she is excellent at being those things, and so she can be excellent at just being a guitarist and a musician.
Yeah.
And so all that said, I had a super gay last night at South By. I really loved some queer bands today. I saw Sassy Black, which is the singing half of The Satisfaction, Kat Harris White. That was really great. I did see Thelma and the Sleaze, which
yes.
Stephen pointed me to, and Spook School, Scottish band, trans activists.
We talked about it on one of the podcasts because I think it referenced you. They have a song called Burn Masculinity.
Yes, that's right. And other songs.
It made me think of you.
Another song called Binary or about Binary.
It's called Binary, yeah.
So I saw Hand... it's so hard to say every time. Hand Job Academy. love them forever.
Lesbian rappers.
That's right. I saw Sick of Sarah as well. They've been together for 10 or 15 years, and it's just a rock band.
We walked in, and they were playing this this fierce cover of the Cranberries' Zombie. And really, absolutely killing it.
You know who I forgot? It was in that same venue, Ironic. Ironic, and it's spelled, I'm going to look it up while you are all talking.
Yeah, it's got the word raw in it. In
yes,
all caps.
She is a rapper from Grand Rapids, Michigan, and that was my find of South By. That was like,
oh, wow.
We were washing our hands next to each other in the bathroom, and she said, what are you here to see? And I said, oh, I just saw Spook School. Later, I'm going to see Sick of Sarah. And she was like, if you stay 20 minutes, I'll make it worth your while. And I was like, well, I am not leaving for one reason or another. And it ended up being amazing.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
My day kicked off. I went to the Rachel Ray, barbecue party or whatever.
Yeah,
Stubbs.
Like going there.
Stuff. Been weird. I tweeted today. I owe a weird number of karmic debts to Rachel Ray, and today it was because I got to see George Clinton.
Parliament Funkadelic.
Wow. And
what did you do, Stephen? What emotional reaction did you have?
I cried.
That's right.
I did. I mean, it was really. it's weird because my initial reaction to it was, wow, this is, you know, this is a complete shambles. I knew this was going to be a complete shambles. It seemed like there were 40 people on stage, and some of whom were making the right noises, and it really gelled into something very, very powerful. And you're looking on stage and you see this absolute legend whose entire career, you know, for all the ups and downs that he's had in his life, his entire career is rooted in the idea of making people smile, of yeah. just spreading joy. And as I thought about that, I really got wow. And as I was experiencing, you know, this tidal wave of, you know, we want the fun of just loving it and really just appreciating it, just seeing the crowd appreciate him.
You also put it really well when you said that it was equally about the younger people on stage that he
right.
was obviously boosting up,
right.
and about this like deep respect and love for the original member, whichever original members there were, maybe two, and they were just like standing around enjoying it.
Yeah,
you
a lot
know,
of the time
like,
George Clinton was just standing around,
yeah.
watching, and so it was just this great. It felt it felt familial.
Yeah,
it felt like a family affair. Like
Absolutely.
Let the young kids go,
that
but
was
also
Sly and Family Stone, but who had an impact?
But also let the masters. Rebel.
Yeah, and that whole party was fun. I mean, Jenny Lewis performed. I kind of just I just kind of treated myself to a few, you know, people who were obviously not discoveries, mm-hmm. but who I just enjoyed, and then spent the evening doing more discovery. I wandered around with Katie for quite a bit of like queer alley.
Queer Fest Southwest. There actually is a specifically gay festival after South By called Gay by Gay Gay. So this I finally get to bring that to the All Songs crowd. You're welcome, friends.
Nice. But got to you know pick up opportunities to see some artists that I had really wanted to see, like Milena Cadiz, who's
how was that?
She's great. I mean, yeah. I would describe her as a cross between like Joanna Newsom and Laura Gibson.
What?
Yeah. I mean, that's very, very lofty. That's a very lofty comparison. But a beautiful record called Sunfair. And she, you know, it was just her and a guitar in a very quiet room, which was lovely. And
Wait, a quiet room?
It was, she played at that Stephen F's. Which is like a hotel.
New favorite,
yeah, it's got couches and this huge container of water. That
you can tell it's late in South By when we're like, there was water there.
And a seat.
And a soft seat.
We all have a tendency to sort of, yeah, like the best thing I saw was taking off my shoes. but yeah, Julia Jacklin.
I liked her.
I was I'd missed the previous opportunities. I found out she was subbing in for a cancellation, and I got a chance to see her. Unfortunately, in kind of a noisy room, but
did she sing a gut-wrenching song about regret and like don't let your sister get married?
I missed
don't
that.
Don't let
one,
your grandmother die. Don't let like oh.
You were telling me about
it's what
that
she
song.
Closed her set with in the church, and I was like, duh, I needed a minute.
Unfortunately, I did not have that experience, but she sounded great.
Awesome. Voices. This was my night
this
of
was
great
your
voice voices.
Lane, yeah,
yeah. yeah. Holly McVie, who we had as a South By Lullaby, and we listened to a demo song of hers and a cover song that she's done, is all we know. I saw a full concert of her tonight.
I did not see her on the bill. I would have gone.
Yeah, she's a 20-year-old singer from County Galway. Quite remarkable. She did a cover, having gone to Willie Nelson's ranch today, and she also rode horses today. She did a cover of Crazy, which is a song that Willie wrote for Patsy Cline, that Patsy Cline made so famous, and it was really beautiful.
Oh, she did it.
And so that was terrific. And then...
bring her to the tiny desk so I can see her.
Already invited.
Nice.
Invite.
I would expect
one
less.
Step ahead of you, Thompson.
And then a group I put on the preview show, Overcoats, I had never seen. It's two women, two guys doing electronics behind her. Very spare electronics, like the perfect amount of just barely there electronics. Kind of the mix between, if you had to like put names to it, you'd go Sylvan Esso, who have the folk and
Soul.
Electronics. And I'm always a big fan of mixing organic and electronics.
Yeah.
I think it's like magic.
Odetta Hartman did that too.
Yes,
yeah.
Right. And Lucius would be the other.
Oh, wow.
So there's a bit of a pop flavor. And they were just absolutely winning. Already invited, Stephen.
Thank you very much.
Alex was sick. I've been spending a lot of time with Alex Beezy during this festival. She runs the Feminist Music Geek blog, and she was on the walk over here specifically. Shouted out Overcoats as a highlight.
Nice.
Amazing
I didn't even know.
And we ended our South By with two lullabies, because one just wouldn't have been enough.
That's right, that's right.
Declan McKenna, 17-year-old British singer, and he did the one song everybody knows, but he did a really nice acoustic version of the song Brazil for us, down by a stream.
By a very loud stream. I hope we were able to pick up the actual song.
Well, it helped drown out the metal band.
and the helicopter.
Yep. And the police siren. So that lulled us right to sleep. And then Mia Folick came and sang
a new song.
A new song, that's right. Songs she's had kicking around, she said, for 6 months, but doesn't play out. Mm-hmm. And it was actually a song about the noise of the city and about life. And how did she describe it? Do you recall?
She said, when things are just okay, but not just okay, like not doing great. She meant like when things in your life are okay. I think it's a good thing. Yeah. I think that's what you're supposed to have. It was a beautiful song.
It really was beautiful. And so we'll put these lullabies. There are some already online. We have Maren Morris is online. Lucius is online. Nice.
Oh, Mount Wolf.
Mount Wolf, which we did in my hotel room.
Hotel room.
You can no longer stay there.
You picked the loudest band.
to be in the quietest space.
In your hotel room at midnight.
South by man. Anything goes.
Right. Great discoveries.
It was a really good one.
We'll do a wrap-up show as the next All Songs Considered and just sort of bring to the table
play some of the music we're talking about.
Yeah, instead of talking about the music that we're
not
playing.
I might listen to that episode.
Yeah. You might ask for your help.
Okay, well then it's going to be great.
And your plane is when?
Oh my God.
Mine's not till like 11 or 12.
In 4 minutes. Gotta go. Bye. No, it's 8 o'clock a.m.
Well, right now it's 2:42 here.
Wow. Yep.
And Robin Hilton is probably fast asleep,
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Sleep in his comfy, comfy bed.
Yeah.
And we'll be there soon enough. Not Robin's bed.
No. let me call him first. Yeah. Good night, everybody. Happy
South By. Happy
South By. Bye, Austin. Bye.
Good night, Austin.